Ribeiro cleared his throat.
They hold all the archives, you see. Every file on every spirit. You'll find it there.
Not to mention every file about us, Mike said darkly. And plenty of information you probably wish they didn't know about you.
Really? So there's a file on me?
Kester swallowed. He didn't much like the thought of that.
Of course there is, boy.
Ribeiro nodded imperiously, then gestured at Pamela.
I see you have a spare cheese sandwich there. May I?
You've just had a croissant.
Pamela placed a protective hand across her remaining sandwich.
And I'm ever so hungry.
But I am ever so much your boss, right? So I need the food more than you. Your cheddar cheese is smelling very nice.
Pamela tuttered and handed over the sandwich.
Doesn't seem very fair.
Life is unfair,
Ribeiro declared, biting into the bread with a grin.
This is very good. Thank you.
Hang on, Kester said, as he shuffled around in his seat. This file about me, the one at Infinite Enterprises, what sort of information does it contain, exactly?
Oh, just the juicy stuff.
Mike gave him a leery grin.
All the stuff you want to keep private, basically.
Miss Wellbeloved reached across and patted Kester on the arm.
Don't panic, Kester. It's nothing too private. Just details about your role in the agency, your specialist skills, the cases you've worked on so far, that kind of thing.
Serena sniggered.
You look a bit worried, Kester. What have you been getting up to that you don't want people to know about?
Kester chose to ignore her and stared out of the window instead. The train ploughed on through field after field, past provincial towns and tiny villages. The sun finally rose, casting a mildewy light through the clouds and making everything seem far bleaker than before.
It's the one thing I dislike most about this time of year, Kester thought, sighing. Everything is always bleached of colour.
A tinny voice shouted at them to enter. Ribeiro opened the door with a flourish. Kester peered over his shoulder, feeling both terrified and exhilarated in equal measures.
I should have known you'd be late.
Larry Higgins, who happened to be closest to the door, twisted round to look at them all with an expression of complete contempt.
Are you lot ever on time?
Miss Wellbeloved tutted.
It's only a few minutes past 9 o'clock, she said, before smiling at the other people in the room. Though we are sorry if we've held things up at all.
Curtis Philpott, who looked even spindlier than when they'd seen him last, shook his head.
It's not a problem,
he declared, gesturing at the empty seats around the vast glass table. Commuting across London can be rotten at times. Kester sat at the nearest seat. Then he looked around the room with interest. Luke and Dimitri, who were sat seated either side of Larry, each gave him a wave, though Luke's was considerably friendlier.
Why, fancy seeing you all here so soon,
Luke drawled, giving him a wink. He dressed in a sharp three-piece suit, though the cowboy necktie was still in place.
I know. Can you believe it? Kester chuckled.